First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
There are none, thank you.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda as posted and circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the September 8th, 2022 meeting.
And unless there's any changes, Mr. Chairman, they would be as circulated.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as circulated.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the September 8th, 2022 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, to a point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. The commission, during the public comment period, you are welcome to be recognized and approach the podium. You may deliver whatever message you would like. However, we cannot entertain any discussion on any matter that is pending in front of us, so it can't be anything that's on tonight's agenda or on any specific application that we have not made a decision on at this point. So if there's anyone who would like to speak, now's the time. Yes, sir, come on up.
Thank you. My name is Don Reppy of 38097 West Drive, Unit 733 in Rehoboth Beach, Spring Lake. Mm-hmm. I'm here today with my neighbors to comment on a project called Spring Lake Townhomes, 23410105, an addition to our community. The project was approved by Planning and Zoning 7 years ago and County Council 4 years ago. And a revised plan was approved by County Council at its last meeting. Spring Lake has 250 homes off of Coastal Highway on what many call the Forgotten Mile, a prophetic name we think in this case. Spring Lake is divided into seven communities with seven homeowners associations and one umbrella organization, the Spring Lake Trust. As there's no more land available in the community, this project will complete our community. Spring Lake is unique in Rehoboth Beach. It has ample green space, three lakes, and is adjacent to a park. While the new townhome community is completely inconsistent with the green space character of Spring Lake, no one objects to the creation of this community, even with its linear urban approach. What we do object to the density and the fact that we've been completely in the dark waiting for some new action on this project. We understand that the rules of the commission made that so. However, this experienced developer took it one step further. He kept the community in the dark until he had his approval from council. 2 months ago, he provided a copy of the site plan to one member of our trust and instructed him that it was private information and couldn't be shared with the community. I know, and you know, that a site plan to be reviewed by a public board is a public document. Were it not for that misrepresentation, I wouldn't be here today and neither would my neighbors. We would have handled this in the regular process. Yesterday, neighbors Mr. Kern and Mr. McGee and others submitted comments to this commission. I urge you to review those comments. They lay out the details that I don't have time to listen to talk about today. But I do have one more point. In 2017, on advice of council, we granted easement onto our West Drive Road parking area for this project. The new plan for 12 condos and 6 business units. The new plan converts that 12 and 6 to 18 three-bedroom townhomes. It eliminates the primary access along Spring Lake Drive. So now we only have one access to this community, and it's the easement that we granted. This is clearly not the project that was approved 7 years ago. That's all I have. All right. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Okay, who's next? Anyone else? Neglected to mention earlier, by the way, that that's a timer in front of you there, and you were perfectly timed, by the way, sir. That was great. Exactly 3 minutes. I was impressed. So you have 3 minutes.
Wonderful. Good evening. My name is Dawn Alexander, and I live in Spring Lake, mm-hmm. one of Dawn's neighbors.
Okay.
I'm here this evening regarding the plans for two new phases in Spring Lake, which were approved in September. I'd like to share some concerns that I also share with you via email. First of all, residents did not receive notice of the September 8th meeting, nor did we receive the new plans prior to that meeting, as Don described. Second, the density of the two new phases is considerably concerning. It does not fit with the character of the community. For 40-plus years, Spring Lake has been known for its open spaces, trees, grassy areas that are within our phase, within each phase, and between each phase. And this new plan packs way too many homes into a very small green space known as Spring Park. Third, the new phase and proposed 6-foot fencing divides the new community from the existing community, and currently there are no fences between our existing 7 communities. The new fencing impedes our ability to walk to the beach, bike to the beach, walk to Dewey, walk to Rehoboth. Right now, we walk where we go. This new fence proposed by this new community would prohibit us from being able to walk to the beach, which is one of the reasons that we live where we live. Next, we're concerned about the environmental impact, and we have not been able to find a study to look at how building the homes in this green space will impact the community. Currently, when it rains, there's pooling in the parking area, the grassy areas are already saturated. So by building 85 new homes, we are concerned about how that will impact an area that already floods and stays soggy for days after the rain. We're concerned about the removal of trees. There are many trees in the neighborhood, and this plan removes those trees. Lastly, we're concerned about the waiver that was approved to reduce the setback. This waiver was approved with the understanding that the waiver would be a public good. The reduction in setback is not a public good. In fact, it will create a nuisance for all of us, the current residents. We ask you to please reconsider the approval of the two new phases in Spring Lake and the waiver that was approved last month. I am grateful for the opportunity to speak this evening, and I wish you well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
27 seconds left.
Yeah. Should I use them?
So as you already heard, I am one of the neighbors at Spring Lake.
And we need you to introduce you.
I'm getting there. My name is Trudette Stillman. I'm one of the neighbors. So a lot of the things you may hear will repeat, but I think they're worth repeating. I didn't know about this meeting until Monday on our own, digging in. A bunch of our neighbors got their, like he said, the plans submitted to us through friends of friends of friends, no notifications whatsoever. So it is here that I come with a lot of questions. I'm a principal. I have no idea what you do for a living. So my questions are probably coming from the layperson's terms, but it's everybody around me are the same situation. We don't know what to do, and we don't know how we got here. So how can those plans be changed so radically since 2015? I have the set hanging in our pool, and I looked at the set submitted, and they are completely different. So my first question was, well, if they're so completely different, how'd they get approved? So my husband kindly read to me, the staff wanted to ask for approval through the agencies so that they could request the final by the staff contingent on receipt of agency approvals. I don't know what that all means other than there's got to be some agencies that need to approve some things. So where are those agencies and how do I get them as a layperson who has no idea what to do? I also would like to know where this is in the process. Has it all been approved? Are we just like wasting our time and your time tonight? I don't know. Again, being a person who doesn't know this industry. There's a 60-foot setback that is an issue. Mostly because it violates the waiver that was given. We don't know why it was given, but what it does violate is the space. If anybody looks at the map, that road that the setback was given violates the pool area. The pool area also literally has the main road for these units, 60-some units. The rest are on the other side. These 60-some units going past the door where you have to walk up the stairs into the pool. There is no other space. It's immediately the pool. So as my children, they're all grown up, but they bring my grandchildren, I'm concerned about what that might look like. I'm not against this building at all. Matter of fact, I've been there for 20 years. I love this place. We have always said we might consider building in the new or buying one of the new units. But my biggest concern is the communication, or what I would call the lack of communication. And also, as mentioned before, all this green space and all this history that we have with Spring Lake is now gone in that area. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate your considerations.
Okay, thank you. All right, anyone else?
Hello, welcome. My name is Greg Stillman. I'm in the second phase, also in Spring Lake. I'm here to address some concerns I have with the proposed project. First off, density. It is designed, I believe, just to maximize density within the constraints that they're given. Even asking waivers on setbacks provides even that. I mean, without that, I think we could have a little more responsible community versus just packing them in as like sardines, literally. Again, all of these, both these new phases only have one ingress, egress with their communities. That's inconsistent with all the others except for phase six within Spring Lake. Again, I don't need to reiterate. I do believe there are going to be some traffic concerns. I don't know how that gets reviewed, if the DOT is one of the agencies that looks at this. But since it is a private road, they may not get involved. But at least at the light, there's going to be some probably backups now, or will the cadence with the green and red change? Other things that we're still kind of in the dark. Unfortunately, the transparency that's been provided to us through the developer obviously has been lacking, probably for his own profiteering. In addition, I did, my daughter, Avia Cocard, did submit a pretty intense, well thought out comment via email. Please look at it. She is an industrial engineer and environmental scientist, previously worked with the Center for Inland Bays. So it's very well thought out. I'd just like to bring that to the record. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Okay, anyone else? One once, twice. Operator, is there anyone standing by electronically who would like to make a public comment at this time?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is currently no one who wishes to speak.
All right, thank you, operator.
I have a quick question, just because this is all new to us.
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to talk? Are we, I know we don't want to have a public hearing, but are we haven't, you know.
So it might be useful to have like where that stands procedurally, because
And I think I can assist with that. So because all the public comments this evening were related to the same site plan, and he is correct. The commission did act on this item at the meeting of September 8th, so it came back to the commission as a revised site plan for multifamily development within a general commercial C1 zoning district. And for those who are listening and with an interest, that does not normally attract a public hearing, but it does attract review before the planning and zoning commission. As it's multifamily, it's permitted by right, but subject to site plan review. The commission did approve the revised plan, contingent on a revised design being alighted on to show interconnectivity to Sun Trail on the adjoining parcel and subject to receipt of all agency approvals. And because of the level of interest in this, Mr. Chairman, for those who are present here this evening who have questions and are interested, it may assist outside of this evening's meeting. If folks with an interest could call the office in the morning, I would suggest we set up a group meeting or a conference call or a hybrid call to just answer those questions and help folks understand, because this process is far from over. Additional state agency approvals are required, and then there's a final design, and there has to be a revised design that has to come back through staff. So for those who have spoken this evening, by all means, feel free to call the office in the morning, and I'm happy to assist you further on that, sir.
And one thing, just to I want to make clear, is that you put in a word that I wouldn't have put in, Mr. Whitehouse, when you said not normally a public hearing. In C1, this is a permitted use, so it's site plan review only. You're in the old C1 district, you're allowed by right up to 12 units an acre with site plan, and by the zoning code, that doesn't trigger a public hearing. So, you know, whether it was this property or any other in the C1, and whether it was 12 units an acre or a commercial site plan, it would not have a public hearing. So.
And that's why they wouldn't have received a notification.
Right, that's right, because there was nothing to notify.
Right. About,
right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Okay. Moving on to other business, our first item.